Grab your dancing shoes and make plans to head over to Dancing in the City. The summer series kicks off today at 7 p.m. and will continue most Saturdays through July 25th at the Convention Center Plaza. As if that weren't enough, Music Under the Stars is also back in full swing. Today, my guest is Ben Fife of the Museums and Cultural Affairs Office, responsible for putting these programs together. Welcome, Ben.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I'm excited to talk. I mean, this is a big weekend, Dancing in the City and Music Under the Stars.
Yeah, actually. Every summer we kind of think we're ready for it, and it just sort of sneaks up on us. And lo and behold, this summer we actually have both starting on the same weekend, which is awesome.
And that to me also signifies the official beginning of summer in El Paso.
Yeah, you know,
we all know it.
It's so funny, actually. Everybody does that. They actually sort of think about Music Under the Stars as the harbinger of summer, and it sort of marks the season. And so that's really awesome. I love that program and the fact that you see people out there with their kids who came to the event for the first time when they were kids with their parents, you know, and they're out there with the grandparents and the kids, and it's just a multi-generational audience, and it's really great.
Before we go into Music Under the Stars, because Dancing in the City kicks off tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Let's talk about the program. I mean, 6 years.
Yeah, it's 6 years, and it's kind of a really strange program. It's funny to me that it works, and it works really well, but we actually pair ballroom dance instruction with live music. So if we're going to have a live salsa band, you can come and work with professional ballroom dance instructors to get your moves going, and then you get a lesson for about an hour, and then the band takes the stage and you can show off what you've learned. I'm always amazed by people's bravery to put themselves out there and just like really go with this. But people get out there and they have a great time. It's awesome.
I mean, people are going to dance regardless. I mean, whether it's Music Under the Stars and you just got a dance lesson or not. Yeah. I mean, there's always, you know, your hippie lady out there who we all appreciate.
Yeah.
But with Dancing in the City, when you do a lesson, it's so easy to go home and then you forget. But to be able to practice it right there with
Band. Yeah, with a live band and with these ballroom dance instructors, and they come decked out. So it's really fun. And I think, you know, a few years ago we had Tango Night, and a lot of people, I think, were intimidated by the tango. And, you know, within an hour, everyone is feeling much more comfortable. And it was really beautiful to watch everyone just really letting loose.
So. I can tell you that was cute tango because they stayed at my house.
Okay.
And they said the same thing. They said, I can't believe this program exists in El Paso.
Yeah, it's really fun. And every time I describe it, it's sort of strange to me. I'm like, how does this work? And I love that it works here.
Yes. So anybody, grab your dancing shoes.
Yeah.
If you get there at 7, you get the dance lesson.
You get the free lesson. You can just show up, though. If you just want to enjoy the concert, show up at 8. And we have a lot of people who just show up to just enjoy the music. And the convention center has the full bar set up, actually. And you can get snacks. You can get a glass of wine or a beer and just enjoy a really good concert. And just you can also just see some people cutting a rug and doing some cool stuff.
Heck yeah. So I mean, really, you can do Cool Canyon Nights Thursdays, Alfresco Fridays, Dancing in the City on Saturdays, and the Music Under the Stars on Sundays.
Yeah, we've got you set up for
and then you can pass out on Monday when it's time to go back to work.
Right.
So what dance styles and groups do we have coming for the series?
So tonight we're actually starting with Los Chamucos, which is a local group. And so they do cumbia fusion. We always make sure we have a couple of styles in there that people are really comfortable with.
Everybody's comfortable with cumbia.
I think everybody's comfortable with cumbia. And what I love about the dance instructors is when it's a style that people are really familiar with, they'll go in and they'll do some kind of advanced level stuff.
That's when you get the flips and the cha-cha. All right.
Yeah, so if you want to know how to like really cut it up at like their next family wedding.
This
come,
is it.
Yeah, come tonight. but we've also got, you know, a swing night, country night, got a funk night, and then also salsa is always really popular.
I bet.
Yeah, so it's just a really fun program. And like I said, people really, really come out, and I'm consistently surprised how much they get into it and how much they enjoy it. We're at a point where we're almost out of space with our dance floor, and we're trying to figure out we need to
We're going to need
a bigger dance floor, and that's a good problem to have.
Heck yeah. Backing up to the swing, you know, there's a lot of rockabilly in this town. There's a lot of, you know, Texas swing in this town. I feel like getting a free swing lesson,
not absolutely.
Such a bad idea.
Yeah, no. It's just a cool event to go to, you know. And I think the other fun thing about this is a lot of times baseball games are happening. We were worried about that last year. You know, the first season with baseball, was it going to be too loud with some of the music we were featuring? And what we found out from people in the game is that they can actually hear the music in the ballpark, and a lot of times they can look over and watch people having a great time. So,
it's good vibes. Yeah. So Music Under the Stars starts tomorrow.
Yeah, actually 32nd season of Music Under the Stars. We will start tomorrow with Bachuquiza, which is the new group by Kiko Rodriguez. So I think everybody...
Frontera Boogaloo, Fuga.
Yeah.
You're going to have a good time.
Yeah, we're going to have a really good time. And Music Under the Stars, like I said, it's one of those really great programs that people just know and love, and they kind of know what to expect. And it's a great marker for the summer season. So we have free parking, overflow parking at the zoo. So you don't have to worry about fighting for parking, with free shuttle service to the park. And you can bring in your picnic baskets. You can bring in your food. We don't allow alcohol to come into the park, but you can buy alcohol on site.
So drinks, food, everything's there.
Yeah, absolutely. Good time.
I don't know how many years I've been going to Music Under the Stars, but you kind of know the layout. You know, there's no official seating chart because it's a park, but yet you kind of know where to find your regulars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's hilarious to me that I know certain sections. I don't know these people. I've never met them before, but I just know their faces and I know this is their spot.
Yep, exactly. I love it.
Yeah.
So what other kind of music? You have some tribute bands coming up?
We have some tribute bands. Actually, we're also excited that the Dirty River Boys are going to be making their Music Under the Stars debut.
Oh, how great. Great.
Yeah, they've never played Music Under the Stars. And, you know, obviously a local group that's gone on and done some incredible stuff all over. And so we're excited to welcome them home. And then we have a Selena tribute on Father's Day. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah. That is going to get really crazy, actually. And I'm excited.
We got to get our bustiers ready.
I think there will definitely be a lot of those in the park that night. And that is going to be one where the dancing is going to be going crazy. And then, of course, our July 4th concert. That's a big tradition in the department and for the city. It's the largest free fireworks display in the county, with a patriotic concert by the El Paso Wind Symphony. And that's just an incredible night.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, we have a really good time with that, and the crowd just has a really cool time.
So we've got Dancing in the City, Music Under the Stars. I think that the quickest, most efficient way to find out information on the bands is checking out Facebook for either one of the programs.
Yeah, our Facebook pages are really active, and you can also go to our website, which is www.elpasoartsandculture.org.
Very cool. Well, my guest today has been Ben Fife from Museums and Cultural Affairs, and we've been talking about cutting a rug at Dancing in the City and Music Under the Stars. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thanks for having me.